Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? First off, I want to apologize for the sound quality. I'm in my car at Wrightsville Beach doing this, so it might sound a little weird. So I just want to apologize now. Not a huge beach fan. I'm down here at the Cape Fear Comedy Festival with my boy Doug Key. He's out there on the beach being hot. You know, he's got a six pack and pecs. I'm just old, fat, and just hot. So I got to let my phone charge. So I figured I'll knock out my podcast for the week. But I'm having fun down here, but I'll talk about that next week. And off the top, as always, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening to my podcast. I appreciate it. It means a lot. So please tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell a coworker, share it. Help me grow this thing. So, as usual, I start off with my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a four-year-old son. His name is Miles. And each week I do a milestone. So last week, we've been working with him with the guidance of his speech therapist. And she was like, hey, he needs to work on following, you know, complex directions and all that kind of stuff. So we have to give a multi-step things to do. Like I'll say, like, put this over here, then put that on top of this, and then bring this to me. You know, just multiple steps. So the other day, I'm like, hey, Miles, can you do daddy a favor? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, can you go push the chair underneath the table and take this fork and put it on top of the table? He's like, yeah. So he goes and does it. And as soon as he's done, he's like, daddy, he's like, you have to start doing this by yourself. He's like, I can't help you all the time. And then he's like, next time, just do it yourself and don't ask me. And it's funny, but it's not funny. But I couldn't help but laugh. A little bit, and then for like the next 20 minutes he kept doing this. Hey daddy, can you do me a favor? I'm like, yeah man, I got you. What do you need? Hey, can you come over here and pick this up? These socks don't belong here. And he did like two or three times, and that's when I was like, all right bro, that's enough of that. So it's fun having what I'm trying to teach him come back to bite me in the ass. So that's the milestone this week. He's starting to have a smart mouth. So a couple topics this week. One, I was speaking to a friend of mine, and they were saying that he read an article about people who aren't attracted to transgender people are basically wrong and transphobic. And I think that's fucked up. And I'm all for gay rights, trans rights, but just because you're not attracted to a person that's trans, it isn't cool at all. Wait, I said that wrong. Just because you're not, yeah, it doesn't mean that you're, to call somebody transphobic because you're not attracted to someone who's trans is not cool to do to somebody. It's just, it's not right. I don't like that. I don't think it's fair. I mean, we are attracted to who we are attracted to. I mean, the people that say that are the same people that whenever you have some right-wing, super conservative Christian person go, hey, it's not right that these two guys are together or whatever, and they'll go, hey, they can't help who they love. They are who they are, and it shouldn't matter. You know, they're all about body image. It shouldn't matter what you look like. You know, women can wear whatever they want, and I agree. And when it comes to this issue, it's an issue if someone doesn't want to actually have a relationship or sex with a person who is trans. It's hypocritical. Now you're judging them for their sexual preferences, or their what they like. It's not fair. It makes no sense to me at all. I actually had somebody tell me, you not sleeping with a trans woman, you're denying them their femininity. It's like, that's not my job to make someone secure in their femininity. That's not for me to do. I don't owe them anything. I don't owe them sex. How do I owe that person sex to make them feel better about themselves? I've read articles and seen videos on YouTube about guys shouldn't tell women that they like their tattoos because women didn't get those tattoos for male approval. So never compliment a woman on her tattoos. It's not right. You shouldn't do it. Don't ever do that. It's wrong. And I've also seen articles and YouTube videos about why men shouldn't compliment women on their clothes, basically for the same reasons. They didn't wear those clothes for your approval. Women don't care what you think of their clothes. It shouldn't matter. don't comment on it, because the clothes, the tattoos, whatever they're wearing, however they look, has nothing to do with you. So don't say anything. They don't need your opinion. But here you are telling me that I should sleep with somebody to make them feel better, to make them secure in their femininity. That's bullshit. And now you have people now that are trying to basically tell people like, oh, everybody's kind of a little gay. And it's just like, really? Now, if with that same logic, basically what you're saying is, if everybody's a little gay, then everybody is a little straight. So maybe those right-wing Christian organizations that, quote-unquote, pray away the gay, maybe they're onto something. But see, you don't want to hear that. I don't believe that. But based on your logic that everybody's a little gay and that I could be denying myself a relationship with somebody just because they're trans, it's just like, that's my life. If I don't want to be with somebody because they're trans, that's fine. Someone even asked me if I was dating somebody, and for a while we fell in love, we had sex and all that kind of stuff, and they told me they were trans. Would you leave them? And I said, yeah, because that person's a liar. That's information I would like to have. And you shouldn't say it shouldn't matter, because if somebody has something else going on in their past, you would like to know, especially something that might change your decision whether or not you want to be with that person. Whether it was, you could be your religion, your sexual history. I mean, people have the right to know that kind of stuff. I just, for them to get mad at somebody because of that, and that doesn't make you transphobic because you don't want to have sex with a trans person. I don't think that's right. You know, there's a person I spoke to on Facebook who's bi-gendered, bisexual, and they were saying like on like gay dating sites, people say pretty mean things, and it's like, I get it. It sucks, but there's a difference between being, having a preference and being racist, or being, you know, homophobic or transphobic, or, you know, just using certain language that's just offensive and not effective to say, hey, I'm not really attracted to, you know, to that thing that you're doing. And I hate to use the word thing. I'm just using thing because it could be anything. So your situation. And it's just like, I want to tell a person, yeah, it sucks, but just move on. It's like, yeah, you might be attracted to a certain people. They might not be attracted to you. That's just the way it is. It's just move on. Just get over it. I've had black women say, oh, I don't date black guys. Matter of fact, there was a female wrestler, I can't think of her name, TMZ video. Hey, I don't like, you know, I don't date black guys. I like white boys. There's just something about them. I just adore white boys. That's what she said. Now, is she fetishizing white men? Is that wrong? Because I put on Facebook not too long ago, I find powerful women attractive. And someone's like, well, that's fine as long as it's not a fetish. So is she fetishizing white men? Is she wrong? But probably not, because she's a female. She's expressing her sexual desires and you know, and she's empowering herself through her sexuality and through what she likes. But it's completely different for guys, you know, completely different, which is dumb. I think I've said enough on that. I mean, to say I'm denying someone their femininity is just blows my mind. You can't say anything, but you want me to sleep with somebody. You think I should sleep with a person to make them feel better about themselves, but you can't even go, hey, I like your shoes, because that's somehow creepy and scary and intimidating to women, and they don't want to hear it. But you want me to lay, you want guys to lay in the bed and have sex with a person they don't want to? That's stupid. And from now on, I'm going to, people who say shit like that, I'm going to ask them, like, who are you not attracted to? Let's get to the root cause of why you're not attracted to that person. Maybe it's something problematic that you need to get over. And maybe you need to start dating that said group of people that you're not really physically attracted to. It's just funny how they've slowly become the people that they hate. They want to say you need to be more accepting, but you can't even accept the fact that somebody just wants to have sex with somebody of the opposite sex. Oh, and I pose that question too. So if you're a gay person and you don't say you're a gay guy, and you don't want to, there's a woman that's attracted to you, you don't want to sleep with her, what does that make you? You don't want to sleep with her because she's a woman, because she doesn't have the genitalia that you like or that you prefer. Does that make a gay gay people somehow heterophobic because they're not attracted to people of the opposite sex? Does that make them a woman hater or a man hater? No. It seems like this shit only applies to straight dudes. Everybody else can fucking suck whoever they want, but if you're a guy and you only want to sleep with women, you're a piece of shit. It's dumb. As long as everybody's being respectful and this having consensual sex, it shouldn't matter. You should just mind your own fucking business. It shouldn't matter who everybody else is sleeping with. That was your original argument when it came to gay rights. When you tell people, hey, it shouldn't matter, why do you care who they're sleeping with? Same goes for straight people. If that dude doesn't want to sleep with a trans person, mind your fucking business. That's two adults. Shouldn't matter. Ugh, it's annoying. So, I get worked up about this shit. I really do. I heard this dude complain another day about babysitters. He was like, oh, yeah, me and my wife went out. It was so expensive. The babysitter wanted like $20 or $30 an hour. They don't need that much money. And I was in a shitty mood anyway, and I kind of jumped in this dude's conversation. I didn't even really know him. And I'm like, of course they don't need the money. They don't need you. You need them. So they kind of set the price. I was like, you can either pay it or you and your wife can just stay home. It costs what it costs. You know, people complain about how much it costs to have a babysitter or daycare. Just imagine if somebody was like, yeah, I'll watch your kid for $3. You'll go, I don't know about that. You're not going to let just anybody watch your kids. It's going to cost you money to have peace of mind. They're not doing anything but putting them to bed. All right, well, just let anybody watch them since they're not just doing anything. You're trusting somebody with your children and you're letting somebody into your home. So shut the fuck up. Stop crying. Pay the goddamn babysitter or take the whole family out or you can stay your punk ass home. That's how it works. Shit costs money. So, I've been trying to stay out of the Trump shit on Facebook, but this dude, man, all this stuff with Comey and, I mean, asking this guy to, you know, basically put this investigation to bed. It's almost like he just doesn't even want to be president anymore. It's like he doesn't even want the job. I mean, it's a mess. What makes it even more sad to me are the people who still just support this guy. He's had so many just weird interactions with people, just relationships, just suspect behavior. And as a black and people, his followers, they still just support him. They don't care. If this, look at all the shit Obama went through, man. As a black dude, man, just the slightest hint of any type of association with anything or anyone that's nefarious or just not on the up and up or just it might have just a tinge of a gray cloud over it. It's just we're automatically associated. We've been there since day one. We know about the whole operation. But this dude, man, has so many just shady ties. He does so many shady things. And people it's just a coincidence. It shouldn't matter. He's you know, they make up so many excuses. So many fucking excuses. The shit that he says, well, he wasn't the president then. Well, what about this? And you know what? For Republicans to be the party of personal responsibility, I've noticed this the last, you know, since the last 100+ days. Whenever Trump does something that Democrats really complain and cry about, they always do this. They always try to find someone on the other side of the aisle that did the same exact thing. That's what they like to do. They like to find somebody. Well, look at the Muslim ban. Obama did it. This stuff with him and this classified information. Well, Hillary, she didn't get in trouble for her. It's like, but you wanted these people crucified for this shit. But now, because these other people, quote unquote, got away with it, now you want the same treatment. It's okay. But you wanted them crucified you know, prosecuted to the to the furthest extent of the law. But when it's your boy, it's completely okay just to let the shit slide. I mean, they made so much of a stink about Hillary and these servers and the emails and all this type of shit. Some still won't let it go today. There's people who still believe Obama's not even an American citizen. And they just had this nerve to say, this has been going on long enough. We need to just go ahead and move on. And they investigated Benghazi for the longest time and ended up with nothing. Not a goddamn thing. I don't think this dude's going to last 2 years. I mean, he might not even make it a year. He might not even make it a year, people. And then he says he's the most scrutinized and hated president, or whatever words you use. But it's just like, dude, you drug Obama through the mud for years and you can't take it. This job is not for him. He doesn't have the personality. He wants to be liked by everybody, and this is not the job. He can't take it. He doesn't have the temperament for it, and I just don't think he's gonna put up with the shit for much longer. I really don't. But that whole personal responsibility thing kills me. It's like they have to find somebody else that did it too. And if you are one of these people, what would you say if your child did that? If your child did something that was wrong and they go, well, Bobby did it, you know, Jennifer did it, you would go, well, what does that have to do with you? When they did it, was it okay? If they say no, if you say no, then you know this dude is wrong. There's no way I would be that loyal to anybody. If they're wrong, they're wrong. I've been married for 15 years, and there's times my wife and I are like, you on your own with this dumb shit you're talking about. But there's so much pride that people just can't admit when they're wrong. This guy should have never been elected in the first place. But I'm actually kind of enjoying it. I kind of like to see people get what they want. There was really no righteousness in electing this guy. People felt like they weren't, quote unquote, listened to. They felt disenfranchised. And they made an emotional decision. And now we're stuck with this dude. It's a mess. It's a complete mess. This dude has no respect for anybody or anything. He wants your ultimate loyalty, but will give you none at all. None. He's just not a good person. I think he's a funny dude, but I don't think he's a good person, man. And we really got what we asked for. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next few months with all this shit that's going on. But I usually do 20 minutes, but it's getting hot as shit in this car. I don't have the AC on, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'm about 2 minutes short. So, this week I'm at the Cape Fear Comedy Festival, me and Doug Key. It's been fun so far. And we got one show tonight. We have a show every night, actually. One show every night. We did two last time I was here, but we're doing one show every night. So, we're just hanging out, having some drinks, and kind of seeing the city. So it's a lot of fun. And I'll give you more details next week. So you guys have a great weekend. Peace out. Oh, hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy on both of those. And that's Allen, A-L-A-N. Really hit me up on the Instagram, man. And if you can, Twitter, even though I hate Twitter, but hit me up on Twitter, man. My followership needs to get built up. I wish I could hit like 2,000 followers on Twitter. 2,000 would be a good number for me. And here I am, almost a minute away from hitting my 20 minutes. But I'm done. So yeah, hit me up, Instagram, Twitter. There's a show, that's a show. I'm out. Peace.